Last Tuesday, about 30 passengers boarded a commercial plane in the northeastern town of Bosaso for a short flight to neighboring Djibouti. Among the passengers was Yusuf M. Hassan, a Somali-American journalist and the former managing editor of Garaway Online website. Hassan tells VOA he noticed two German journalists on board, but he says no one noticed two young Somali men sitting quietly in the first row.
The plane was not in the air more than 3 minutes before some guy in the very, very front jumped up. And in Somali language, he said, "This plane has been hijacked." When the pilot heard his very loud voice and the woman in the very front screamed, the pilot closed and locked his door.
The move angered the would-be hijacker, who waved a handgun and fired at the cockpit door several times. Hassan says the bullets glanced off the door and ricocheted above the heads of screaming passengers.
His demands were, one, he wants the plane to be landed in Las Corres, and two, he said he wants to keep the plane and the two German journalists. I guess the rest of us passengers were supposed to walk from Las Corres to wherever we had to walk to.
Las Corres is a coastal town in the disputed Sanaag region, which straddles Puntland and the breakaway Republic of Somaliland, and is home to a gang of pirates. The gang made international headlines last June by capturing two German tourists sailing off the coast of Yemen. The tourists were freed 2 months later in exchange for a $1 million ransom. Hassan says the Russian captain of the Dalo flight turned the plane, making it appear it was flying toward Las Corres. But the pilot was taking the plane back to Bosaso. Hassan says the lead gunman, unaware his demand was being ignored, made a call on his cell phone as the plane descended toward Bosaso Airport.
I remember him saying, whoever he was talking to, he asked him, "Guys, do you see us? The plane is landing." So I'm thinking, he's speaking to his gangs in Las Corres who were supposed to be waiting.
The plane landed safely in Bosaso. Surrounded by security forces, the gunmen tried to escape from the plane, hiding behind passengers, but they were caught. Hassan says through various contacts, he subsequently learned that at least one of the gunmen was a member of the pirate group in Las Corres, which has had trouble seizing vessels for ransom in the well-patrolled waters off Somalia's northern coast.
My understanding is that because of the NATO operations, the pirate gangs have lost a lot of money. And anytime the pirates don't seize enough boats, they begin kidnapping Western people.
More than 30 warships from 16 nations are patrolling the Gulf of Aden and the surrounding area, and their presence has had an effect on the number of ships pirates have been able to seize. According to the International Maritime Bureau, the number of successful hijacks has dropped from an average of 1 in 6.4 vessels in 2008 to 1 in 9 vessels this year. But the International Maritime Bureau reports the number of attempted hijackings surged dramatically in 2009. Somali pirates are also shifting their operations farther out to sea. On Monday, a Hong Kong-registered oil tanker was attacked by pirates in the Indian Ocean, more than 1,800 kilometers off the Somali coast. Alicia Rubio, News, Nairobi.